Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
I would have thought that the second anniversary would have had lox and bagels for us.
There's no second anniversary.
There isn't?
This is not an anniversary. Or is it?
Do you want to just get started?
Is this an anniversary?
Welcome, everyone, to the Gravity Beard Podcast. We're recording today in Studio A. Thank you, as always, to our listeners. We appreciate your continued support. All right, let's get started by introducing everyone. First, there is Ivan, our elder statesman, our resident septuagenarian. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivan.
How are you this morning, Ivan?
Nearly perfect. It's a beautiful day in the state of Texas.
Fantastic. I love to hear that.
You don't have to baby him.
Oh. I hope your day sucks.
Whoa, God, man, you really... Pendulum really swung back the other way dramatically.
Can we just have a somber moment? I'd like to say rest in peace to Barbara Bush.
Yes.
Nice lady.
Well, that's another buzzkill. Yeah.
Let's not get political on this show.
All right. Can we continue? Let's. Then there's Tom, our millennial.
Hey, Tom.
Greetings, hey, Tom.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Great. I'm well.
Greetings, Tom.
And last but certainly not least, our very own National Treasure.
Right. The National Treasure. I like it.
Can you play the National Treasure music like behind this?
You want me to play it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me start over. And last but certainly not least, our very own National Treasure.
Welcome.
Are you welcoming yourself?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Greg.
Thank you. Now, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure.
I don't know if you guys realize this. This is actually the first time that the Migas have been together since February the 19th.
Wow.
And that was back when Ivan read that shocking headline about Tom Wopat.
Yes.
Is that the one with the undercarriage?
Ivan?
No. He was,
or he stuck his finger down the girl's butt crack?
No. Yes. I was just going to reference it, but...
Oh.
That's what it was.
Either way, yeah, that's what it was.
And it didn't faze Ivan at all?
No, he just blew right through it.
Right.
He just blew right through it.
He had a wonderful time.
Okay. There's Madison. We have a live studio audience outside of the studio.
Day.
Thank you.
We appreciate being in Rockefeller Center.
A little bit, but nothing like it at all.
I don't think it's like that.
No, it's really not.
So, fellas, there's a couple of reasons why this is a special episode. Do either of you know why?
No. Tom's leaving.
Do you have some guesses? Anybody want to guess?
Tom's leaving.
Okay, so that
we'll get to that.
Yes, that's one.
Whoa.
Okay, so let's start there. Actually, that is the first reason, is that this is our farewell to Tom episode.
The first reason.
Cool.
Farewell, cool. Tom.
I'm aware of other reasons, but I like that.
I don't know.
I'm not wishing Tom.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but this is actually the second time that we're losing someone because they're leaving, going back to school to get their MBA.
Correct.
We've lost two members of our staff. Yes,
Scott,
the last one was Scott.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So pretty soon Scott. Ivan's going to be doing that.
So yeah, he's going to be Rodney Dangerfield and back to school.
Correct.
Ivan's coming with me.
Yes. He never saw Rodney Dangerfield and back to school.
I sure did.
You did?
Yep.
Was that a double feature with Groundhog Day? Did you see both?
I've actually never seen Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Okay, so let's
Is
move on.
Is this podcast on Groundhog Day?
No. Oh. It's not. Oh. Groundhog Day was like 2 months ago.
No, the movie.
No.
Oh.
No.
Caddyshack. What was it? The double feature with Caddyshack?
I just want to pose a quick question. There's probably 200,000 or 300,000 podcasts out there. Do you think any indie podcast out there has ever lost two separate people to go back to school to get
never.
Their MBAs?
Not once has
no,
that
I
ever happened.
Agree.
So that's
never.
Just one
Until
more.
Until it's proven, I'm saying never.
That's
never.
Just one more way that Gravity Beard... Is singular out
right.
in the world of podcasting.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on to our second reason. The second reason is we are celebrating our second anniversary.
Oh my gosh, you're like my wife. You celebrate everything, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always about anniversaries to you.
We've been putting out platinum level content.
Should we get you a gift or something?
Yeah, you should.
We should have had a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Bagels and
I could have had my typical breakfast.
Yeah, let's not get on that.
You don't want to explain to the audience my breakfast?
No, not a good idea.
Let's just say that it has three kinds of meat, and Ivan objects to all three of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Do you understand why?
For listeners that have listened to a long time, they may have picked up on previous clues, but let's just say that it's a three meat and vegetable breakfast, and Ivan... Ivan objects to the consumption of all three of those cards.
And actually,
so I'm it's a offensive. Wreck. It's offensive to Ivan.
I'm not much of a vegetable guy either.
Oh wow!
So it's a four.
So everything about my breakfast is offensive. Right, right. No, we've been putting out platinum level content for two solid years.
Wow!
Isn't that fantastic?
How about that? Mm-hmm.
Now,
folks,
now I have a question.
Congratulations to me.
Yes, but how has the master podcaster changed his outlook after 2 years of broadcasting?
I haven't changed at all. No, I'm exactly the same. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's get started.
You're so freaking cocky these days.
I lost 15 pounds.
Tom.
Because of the podcast?
Over that span.
All in his hair.
Yeah. That was a good deal of it.
If people know what he used to look like. We've discussed it in the past, I believe.
Let's just say that we operated in a business setting and he was growing to be unpresentable.
Yes. Oh.
Extremely unpresentable.
Kirk Hammett did okay. Y'all know who that is?
No.
He's a lead guitarist for Metallica.
Yeah. See? But Tom cut it all off, yeah. And he also man-groomed considerably.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Man groomed.
How and why would you know?
His bedroom faces the front of the house.
That's still. That's actually true. That makes it much worse.
Okay, good broadcasting with y'all.
Wow, we're only 10 minutes
in. I've had enough.
Ivan's already ready to pull the plug, which, by the way, is usually our goal.
All right.
Okay, so let's get started.
They don't call him Peeping Tom for nothing.
Ooh. No, you're the one that's peeping.
You're peeping at Tom.
You're peeping at Tom,
that's right.
I don't want to go home anymore. So stay here.
I don't know if this is the reason why or the reason why you're going to lose the designation as national treasure.
That's right.
I don't know.
Right.
I think you're walking a very fine line.
That's right. I am.
Okay, let's get started. As you guys know, sometimes on the show, we keep at least one person in the dark about what we're doing.
Right.
That person is usually Ivan.
That's right. When I say
one person, I'm really talking about Ivan. But this time, none of you know what we're going to do.
Wow.
Except for me.
Except for you.
Yes.
Right. We should do a show where we keep you in the dark.
Ooh. So as soon as you announce what the show is, and if I don't like it, I'm getting the hell out of here.
It's going back to Tom's house.
I think that's fair.
Just leaving.
The idea for today's episode came from a listener.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Who is this listener?
Her name is Kelsey Jane. She's been a big supporter of the show. I told her that if
she's that big of a supporter, get on Patreon and throw us some cash.
That's not subtle pandering. That is flat-out pandering.
Craig's in this for the money.
Which I support.
Yeah.
We could possibly go from $1 to $2
if
Kelsey would just throw in a little change.
That $1 is going to go away pretty soon, too. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Clay Groves, for probably the better part of a year or longer, has been our only Patreon supporter. Right.
Mm-hmm. He's given us $12, and we've given him nothing in return.
Yeah, little or nothing on the return on his money. So Kelsey is a huge supporter of the show, so I told her that if she could come up with a good enough idea, then we would use it on our second anniversary episode. The very first idea she sent back was fantastic.
Oh, really?
So do you want to know what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to know. You tell me.
That was a very predictable response by Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think any podcast has ever had the courage to do what we're about to do.
Ooh.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to reach into this bag, which actually has been on my desk for a few weeks now, and no one's asked me about it. And what we're going to do today is we're going to play Cards Against Humanity.
Y'all are going down.
What?
Awesome at this game.
Yes.
I don't even know what this is.
Have you heard of this?
No.
I'm really looking forward to this.
So here's how this works.
A party game for horrible people.
Yeah, so I think that fits us perfectly.
I'm pretty horrible most of the time.
Right, so I thought you would fit perfectly. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the rules real quick because they're very short, and then we're just going to jump in and we're going to play.
So you've played this.
I have the expansion pack.
So you played this?
Yeah, I've played this before.
Okay.
In the dark.
No clue.
Who did you play with, Chris?
I've played with
Is this like Trivial Pursuit?
Okay.
Yes, exactly. I think you're going to find out it's exactly like Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Let me read the rules. Let me read the rules and we'll get started.
All right.
So to start the game, each player draws 10 white cards. The person who...
Whoa, why do they have to be white?
Well, there's also black ones. Let him. Yeah. Okay.
Let me get through the third rules.
Let's be politically correct here, people.
The person who most recently pooped begins as the card czar and plays a black card.
Oh, we know who that is.
We sure do. And that will be revealed to the audience shortly. The card czar reads
Wait,
the question.
I just wet my pants.
What? I think you should at least let me get through the rules.
Sorry. Yeah.
The card czar reads the question or fill in the blank phrase on the black card out loud. Everyone else answers the questions or fills in the blank by passing one white card face down to the card czar. The card czar shuffles all the answers and shares each card combination with the group. For full effect, the card czar should usually reread the black card before presenting each answer, and then the czar then picks the funniest play. And whoever submitted it gets one awesome point. Okay. I'm going to pass out 10 cards to each person.
Did you just deal from the bottom of the deck?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I'm the one that pooped most recently because I did it right before we came on the air. Oh. Did anyone poop right after that?
Several days.
I just told you.
No.
I want to be the czar, and I just crapped in my pants.
Do you want to be the czar, or do you want me to go first?
No.
Prove it.
I have no idea.
Okay. So just as a reminder, I'm gonna pick a black card, and then you guys are gonna try to fill in the blank and guess what I'm gonna think is the funniest. Are you ready to get started?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're gonna enjoy this.
Okay. All right.
Here's our first card. Ready?
Yes.
War. What is it good for? Mm. Look at your cards. Choose what you think is gonna be the funniest. I'm obviously not going to play a card because I'm the czar. War. What is it good for? Greg has made his selection. Tom has made his. We're waiting on Ivan. Kelsey Jane, I hope you're enjoying this.
Okay. So you just throw down anything?
Whatever you,
it's
whatever you think
to sound
is
funny.
Whatever you think I will
just
think is
sounds funny.
Funny. Whatever you think I will think is funny.
Are you sure that one's the funniest?
I don't know. I don't know if it was.
Okay. War. What is it good for? Synergistic management solutions.
That's great.
Wow, someone's making a biased decision on that one.
That's super funny. I just
there's nothing funny.
So
about that.
Biased.
Okay, let's continue. War. What is it good for? My genitals.
It is.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good for your genitals.
Doesn't make any sense, though.
No, I think
it doesn't have to make sense.
I think my genitals are worth warring over.
Right.
If at the end of a big war, my genitals come out ahead.
Right. If it's good for your genitals.
If it's good for my genitals, that's what it's good for.
Ooh. It's good for the nation if it's good for your genitals, right?
Mm. Like my genitals specifically?
Right.
So you're saying everything that's good for the nation is also good for my genitals.
Right.
Mm. Mm. We'll have to explore that in a future episode.
Maybe we should get that phone.
Nope, I'm not going to answer it. Okay, and the last one is, war, what is it good for? Used panties.
That's good. That's good. I like it.
There you
I don't know what it's good. I don't know how it's good for that, but it's not bad.
Okay, all right. So,
also stupid.
Hey. Much better than synergistic.
I feel like I know who suggested synergistic management solutions. Okay, so as much as I think the phrase used panties is funny, I'm going to make this all about me, and the answer is my genitals.
Yes! I am awesome!
All right.
Yeah, cool. That's a high five, folks.
All right, so Greg gets the first awesome point.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, Ivan used panties. Not a bad answer.
No, that was a very good one.
Okay, let's discard those. Okay, so everyone grab a white card.
Okay.
Now Greg is the card czar.
I'm going to let Tom pick one. Pick one. Anyone. That one. All right. Now, are you guys ready for this?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What is a girl's best friend?
Oh, that's an easy one.
What is a girl's best friend?
That's a good possible answer.
Oh, what is a girl's best friend?
Oh, that's a great one.
What?
Remember, what we're trying to do is pick the one that Greg is going to think is the funniest.
Yes. Who gets my awesome point? What is a girl's best friend?
Stop looking at me. Feeling pressured.
Okay.
I have three really good ones.
Here we go.
Okay.
You're good?
This is the winner.
Don't look at him. You have his?
I'm presenting the winning card right there.
And I don't want any fake laughing on yours.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Quit lobbying for your own answer.
If you do that, you automatically are not getting picked.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg's a very heavy-handed card czar.
What is a girl's card best dictator. Friend?
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure mine.
Okay. This is not a girl's best friend is chunks of a dead hitchhiker. That's not bad. That's not bad. An endless stream of diarrhea.
Right? Hey, so read the question.
The last one is just balls. These are all three really good. I mean, like, if I just had a chance to pick one of the three. No, I'm saying, like, if I had a chance to. Never mind. All right. So, like, I would pick each one of them in a different situation. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I think they're very good. I laughed at each one of them. Yeah. I thought they were all very good.
Yeah.
But because one is completely different than the others and completely random. I'm going with chunks of a dead hitchhiker.
Oh, yes. Dang it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I did not know that was yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just because it was so.
He looked kind of got this.
I thought they were all. I thought they were all hilarious, yeah, though.
But
I really did. I think endless stream of diarrhea and balls, just straight balls, are all good.
I wasted my balls card.
Yeah. That was a good one.
You didn't waste it.
But because chunks of a dead hitchhiker were so random, I had to just. All right.
Okay. So Tom becomes the card czar.
Tom,
I think we're also discovering, and I'm not really surprised that Ivan's good at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, and I'm gonna take one more white card. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Tom.
Are y'all ready?
Wow. The one
ready.
The one I just picked was ridiculous.
Okay. Why can't I sleep at night? I was hoping for a twofer.
Why can't what? You
You know,
sleep
the double ones.
Night.
Huh. Gosh.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to win. It's not as random as I like it, but.
Well, remember, you're picking something that you think Tom will think is funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. So, why can't I sleep at night? Racially biased SAT questions. Those do bug me.
I thought they would.
Are those real?
Do they keep you up at night? Like,
you'll find out.
Huh.
Why can't I sleep at night? A home video of Oprah sobbing into a lean cuisine.
What?
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's not bad.
Why can't I sleep at night? Crystal meth.
Huh. I'm the only one that thought those last two were funny.
Why can't I sleep at night?
I mean, I have some other guesses, but I didn't have cards for those.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm going to go with racially biased SAT questions.
Yes! I'm freaking awesome again!
Wow.
Thanks, Tom! That's a high five, folks.
That was a super weak answer.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
But you
Tom,
picked it.
I picked it for Tom.
Why did you pick it then if it was weak?
Because they
it
bother was weak. Him.
Mine was the
Because they bother
Oprah
him.
Sobbing into that lean cuisine really doesn't bother me at all. And I think crystal meth is just kind of, I mean, yes. That would keep me up at night.
Okay, so we draw another one.
Okay, so now but Ivan is the card czar. So Ivan picks a nope. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you pick one of those, but you're also the card czar.
Okay.
So then you pick the well. Here, just take the stack. You can either pick the one off the top. Why are you laughing?
I'm gonna pick one in the middle.
Now remember, Ivan, when you read everybody's answer, read the question again.
Got it.
Just like Tom did. Does that make sense?
Do not fail like I did.
I've got just the card for you, no matter what the black card says.
Okay, read it, Ivan. Let's do it.
Put it all down the table right now.
Okay.
All right.
So, what would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
Oh, that's the perfect question for you. Oddly charming.
I don't have very many good ones. Should I read it again while y'all are looking through?
Yeah,
what
go ahead.
What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
Right. Your Grandma?
Have you already answered?
Yep. And let the record show, I put down my card before I heard the black card.
Yes. Let the record show.
Tom already
show.
Knows that you're picking this one.
Gosh, I have one that I want to put, but in the spirit of the game, it's really offensive.
Mine is, too.
Mine is, in a way.
Okay.
Huh. Well, maybe not to y'all, but definitely to a grandma.
This okay, whole, yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm
especially the Ivan's
I'm
grandma.
I just want to. I just want to alert.
I'm going to shuffle them up.
Shuffle them up.
I want to alert the audience that Ivan? That mine is very off color and uncomfortable.
Oh goodness!
And I had a lot of hesitation.
And that, now who you're
now you're already basically telling everybody which one you're picking.
Now who are you alerting? Your listeners or us?
Both.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
Read the question.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Not reciprocating oral sex.
Oh, Grandma!
She finds that disturbing but oddly charming. Wow.
I don't even want to think of that.
I feel like most people would find that
wow
the preferred way to go. It just saves time.
I don't even want to think about
one-sided.
That.
I'm going to need a mental, emotional, and visual palate cleanser now. Yeah.
You know, it gets better.
Yeah. Okay, what would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Tentacle porn. I see a theme here.
Yeah, wow. Tentacle.
I'm confused. I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means either.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? The KKK.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
I think a grandma would find that disturbing but oddly charming.
Oddly charming?
Not his,
I don't think so.
Not his Jewish grandmother.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, but I got to go with not reciprocating oral sex.
Dang it.
You know who's awesome again, folks? That's me. Right. That's a high five. Wow.
I've never heard you make that noise before.
Fantastic. Greg's having an aneurysm.
That was Greg
excitement.
For the audience. Okay. That extra person was Greg the whole time.
Okay, there we go. We've completed round one. And it's not even close. Ivan squeaked out one awesome point, but the most awesome.
That's only because I wasn't playing.
That's actually true.
right.
So I don't know if I've ever experienced this, but Greg has just completed a clean sweep of round one.
That's right.
He's gotten
folks.
Every single awesome point.
That's right.
So do we want to continue?
No, we're done.
Greg is bored with this.
Okay, it's come back around to me. I'm the cards are again. This is the beginning of round two.
Yes.
So I'm going to select one. Okay. Ready, guys? Here we go.
Ready.
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank. The class field trip was completely ruined by this. What am I going to find the funniest? All right. Tom has made his selection. The other two are deliberating. Ooh, Ivan submitted his very confidently. Oh, a fist bump between Tom and Ivan.
He does look really confident.
As they mutually support each other in that selection. Oh, yeah. Greg was not nearly as confident because he submitted his last.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm gonna shuffle these.
Okay.
The class field trip was completely ruined by two midgets shitting into a bucket.
Oh my gosh.
I would ruin
winner.
A field
That's
trip.
A winner. Wow. That's a winner right there.
At least they went into a bucket.
Yeah, it would have been worse if they just...
That's a winner. I wish I had that card.
Okay. Entry number two, the class field trip was completely ruined by German dungeon porn. I disagree. I think that would make for a very good field trip. Especially if you're having sleep trouble.
Right, correct.
And the last one, the class field trip was completely ruined by panda sex.
You could see that actually happening at a zoo, right? They went to the zoo, pandas were having sex, kind of ruined the whole trip.
What if they went to Hurricane Harbor?
What about the circus? Two midgets.
Right, no, yeah.
So just to help me make my decision, let's make another decision as a group. How old are the kids on this field trip?
25.
No, I think they're...
I think junior high.
10, 11, 12,
junior
something
high.
Like that.
Okay, so junior high. Let's say they're junior high kids.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then I think that the class field trip was completely ruined by
German dungeon porn.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was the worst one. I like Tom's the best.
Thank you very much.
I like Tom's the best.
Which one was yours?
The midgets.
I like Tom's the best.
You do?
Yeah, I like mine best.
12-year-olds like
okay,
porn.
Okay, yes.
Greg is Tom's now the card czar.
Okay.
Oh, you don't need another one. Yeah, there we go.
All right. Card czar is making a decision. Okay. And Tom, you want to pull one for me?
Sure.
Pull it. Pull it real good. Thank you.
Okay.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with blank.
That's weird. Extreme Baseball.
All right. Do you guys have your answers?
There's two. Two of us.
Sorry.
We need a third from Toph. All right. So I'm going to mix them up. Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with a bag of magic beans. Interesting.
Probably play that.
Interesting.
Sure, why not?
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with sex with Patrick Stewart.
I don't want to play that.
How do you get Patrick Stewart to show up to every game? How does he have time for that?
Yeah, really.
That's really my concern in that scenario. Is
yes.
How can you afford to have Patrick Stewart to show up to every game in the league across the entire season?
He's an investor.
He has to go to all the games.
It's like you have to play baseball and have sex with Patrick Stewart.
That'd be funny if he like ran around the field and the game doesn't end until someone has sex. like catching the snitch in Harry Potter.
Right. Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with surprise sex. It's not just sex. They have to surprise you with sex. Like, you're running the bases, and you have
sex. Whoa,
oh my gosh. It's surprise.
Surprise. I want to hear the commentators, the play-by-play guy, call that moment in the game.
All right.
It's like, oh, he's rounding second, and oh, he's
oh, now he's having sex.
Fly ball to left field.
Not no. And the left fielder just caught a ball.
Who are those people on the screen, the Jumbotron, having sex?
Yeah. They're not reciprocating oral.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. Funny. It's like baseball, but with surprise sex, sex with Patrick Stewart, or a bag of magic beans. Huh.
Greg is
because we just put it into a scenario, I was going to pick sex with Patrick Stewart. But because it's surprise sex, I'm going with that.
Yes!
Okay, all right.
Dude, this is like surprise. I am going with Patrick Stewart.
Because I really got into it, and I'm like, wow, it's like a surprise. Yeah, and like, no one knows it's coming. All of a sudden,
there's sex happening.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's extreme, by the way. Yeah, that would be extreme baseball.
Patrick Stewart's not that extreme, but at least you know what you're getting. If you had surprise sex.
Who had Patrick Stewart?
That was me.
I would have picked that.
I know how
first.
Much you like Professor Xavier.
Okay, so yes. We draw.
That was
another
a terrific
one.
Answer.
We draw.
I was concerned
one.
About that one. Okay,
you
so
three grab.
Everybody
one.
Draws a new card.
Okay.
Tom is now our card czar.
You grab one too.
Yes. Tom is our new card czar in this hand.
All right. Now it's time.
You want to pick a card for me?
You want me to?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right. I just picked up
are
a good
you,
one.
Are you good with this one right here?
Yep.
Let me know.
I finally got a pretty good one.
All right.
You like that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo. It's blank and blank.
Oh.
Exclamation point.
All right. It's a pair of superheroes.
My gosh.
They could be like, you know, if you have sentences, they could be like Indian names, like choose with mouth open or something like that.
This is ridiculous.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo. It's puppies and Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling exclamation point.
My gosh.
He did use it. It's gross.
Wow. Puppies and that.
Oh my god.
And he just read it.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no c*** on the puppies.
Oh.
Oh god, I kept saying it.
They're Jesus. A duo. They're a duo.
It's a duo.
Tom.
It's a duo. They go together.
They're just puppies and then Pac-Man.
They're just doing it together. They're just together.
Is he always doing it, or is it just sometimes?
He's uncontrollably dumb.
Is that a superpower?
He's just always doing it when he's introduced to someone.
Right.
Which is like, correct. Oh, he'll stop in a second.
Every time he's introduced.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Give him just a minute.
If
he'll
puppies
be fine.
Is just there. Hey,
they're
guys.
Just, they're just hanging out. They're just puppies.
Just like three of them.
We're just over here looking cute.
Okay. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's John Wilkes Booth and the devil himself.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
That's kind of dark.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Friction and Daddy Issues.
Wow.
Those are more conceptual. Those are conceptual characters. Those are high concept characters.
More conceptual.
Those are high concept characters.
Daddy Issues.
There's not going to be a whole series of comics on those characters. Yeah. Just the one. They're not going to last.
We're going to go with Friction and Daddy Issues.
Yes! Wow. Yeah. That was an unexpected winner.
Everybody get two white cards.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one.
Oh my gosh. I've got two that are absolutely perfect for you, and I'm really having trouble choosing. Okay, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay. So I'm going to shuffle them up. I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. An erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Yeah, we know who made you go to that one.
Okay, I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. White man scalps.
Huh. And the last one?
I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. Penis envy.
Those are some good ones.
I'm eliminating white man scalps. Okay. I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. Penis envy is the winner.
Yes! That's right. That's a fist bump and a high five, folks.
Wow. Did I get close with mine?
Yeah. Are you implying that the other ones are, in fact, problems?
Could be.
All right, okay. Let's move along.
Wow.
So do we want to play one more round, gentlemen?
I think we got enough time.
Time for one more round? Great. Okay. Well, this will be our last and final round. I'm going to begin by being the card czar. Okay. Oh, that's a pretty good one. I'll do that one.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
All right.
Here's the question. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? You guys have to choose which one you think I would think is the most funny. Ivan came in very quickly with his answer. So he's pleased with his options in his hand.
I don't know that I like.
I didn't have a lot of options.
Oh, so the answer was very clear.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
This actually might actually make sense in this part.
Well, it's not about it making sense. It's about what I think is going to be the funniest. Right. Tom's coming with his.
Yes.
We were waiting only on Greg.
Not a good one.
Okay, so let's get to it. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Exactly what you'd expect.
Exactly what you'd expect?
Must be Tom's. Oh, my God.
Second answer, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Poopy diapers.
Wow.
That seems cruel.
Wow, just drop poopy diapers on them? Just like, hey, we're giving you diapers at least, right? Yeah, to the children. Exactly,
but they're full of poop.
They're full of poop.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Ivan.
Yeah.
And what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? The last answer, smallpox blankets.
So they're giving them blankets, but also giving them smallpox. And
oh, my God.
Wow.
All right. Those are some terrible. Some two very cruel answers there. Yes. I do want to give you guys an opportunity for an extra awesome point, because exactly what you'd expect is a very open-ended answer, so everybody can just make up an answer if they want to. What is exactly what we'd expect? Would you like to take a chance? Or actually, do you want to submit another card?
Yes, I do.
Let's do that.
I don't even...
There's my other card for that answer.
And read the question again.
By the way, if I choose one of these second round of answers, then the person that picked this one will also get a point. So there's 2 points available.
We'll read the question again, because I'm not even sure I have anything to...
The answer is, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
This is fun.
Huh.
Ivan's really struggling. He's upset about this.
Well, this is nothing.
Okay, so here's the second round of answers.
He just didn't have any expectations.
Okay, you ready? Here's the second. So if any of these three are better than the remaining two...
The first two were...
So all of these three are also competing with these two, but if I choose one of these three new submissions, then this person also gets a point.
That's kind of BS. I like how you...
But I'm the card czar.
He's the card czar.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
Exactly what you'd expect.
A defective condom.
All right, Tom, like that.
A defective condom.
One.
Just the one. An entire country of children from Afghanistan. Just one single condom.
Well, everyone jumped out of an airplane.
With holes in it.
Yeah, it's defective. Right. Don't try to use it,
maybe
kids.
It's exploded out the side.
Yeah. Everyone could use it if they're trying to repopulate.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? William Shatner.
What?
Duh.
Wow, that'd be weird.
I think William Shatner is the answer to a lot of problems. So I think that is what I would expect. But William Shatner is exactly what I'd expect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the last one in the second round of submissions. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Exactly what you'd expect. Flying sex snakes.
What? Flying sex snakes.
Do they have wings? Or do they hit them while they're doing it?
Are the sex having
I think
first of
so.
All, these are snakes that fly.
Yeah, it's like, are they flying because they were dropped, or are they flying?
No, I think they fly, but do they have sex while they fly?
Right.
Do they stop having sex once they hit the ground?
I don't know.
Are they less hostile than other snakes because they're allowed to have sex all the time? So many questions. Okay.
So many questions.
I'm the card czar, so I get to choose.
Right.
And I will just let you know that the winner does come from the second round of submissions.
Really?
I like one of these better than the first round.
Yeah.
So what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Exactly what you'd expect. William Shatner.
I knew it.
Double points.
That's
Whoa.
A bunch of crap. Oh, William Shatner.
That's a high five,
that's
folks.
That's a terrible answer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Terrible.
And I'm back in the game.
Terrible.
So Tom's made a bit of a comeback.
That puts... Well, actually, that helps me, because that means you guys can't win.
Right.
Why?
Because there's only two more left. Yeah.
There's three more.
Three more.
Oh, three more, but yeah.
But still.
I'm sorry. You could win. You cannot.
Right.
Yep. So that really brings the score a lot closer. So Ivan's got two. I've got two. Tom now has two. And Greg has four.
Right.
So if Tom sweeps the rest.
He could tie.
And then we might have to go to a tiebreaker round. Greg, okay. So I'm burning
that. All because of a BS rule you just made up.
Yep.
William Shatner.
I'm not letting Tom win. I'll tell you that right
okay,
now.
Okay, so
it's getting serious.
I guess we have to pick two cards. Whoa, I just burned all my cards.
Five, six, seven.
Oh, there we go. I found them.
Got some good ones.
Oh, great.
Okay, Greg's the cards are now. Are you ready? Do you have your question?
White people like blank.
Yes.
White people like
mayonnaise. Man. Mayonnaise. If anybody has mayonnaise, play it. They win.
Okay, I've got it. I didn't know when I was going to play this card, but I think I'll do this one.
White people like dick fingers.
What?
That's not bad. White people like dick fingers.
What is that?
By the way, Greg, I'm going to isolate that, and that's going to show up in other episodes.
Yeah. What is that?
Can we Google that?
White people like Judge Judy.
Oh, that's
Judge
true.
Judy.
Everybody likes Judge Judy. Yeah. She makes $40 million
white
a year.
White people like
running out of semen.
They do?
Oh, wow.
As a white person, I don't know if I can endorse that answer.
It's between these two. I'm going to go with running out of semen.
Yes!
Dang it, damn it.
Ivan! Nice one, buddy.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Way to go, Ivan.
Okay.
Ivan one, could beat two, me still.
Three, yeah, he
four,
can.
Five, six, oh, my turn. Seven, eight. Right. There you go.
Oh, you all right? Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Ooh. Gosh, I like this one.
You like it?
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Yeah. Dick fingers probably would have been appropriate. What do you do with all of them?
Okay.
There's one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody submitted those pretty quickly. So Tom is the card czar. He's read the question. We've all submitted our responses.
And no one give away your answers either.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with coat hanger abortions for the first time.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
wow. It's dark.
Wow.
That is dark.
Dark.
Probably true, though.
Cards Against Humanity. What?
Probably not in the movie. Not in the movie, but
yeah, maybe
like
not.
In real
maybe
life.
Not in the Hannah Montana movie.
All right.
Yeah, maybe just like behind the scenes.
What? Maybe in real life.
Ooh. In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with assless chaps for the first time. I think that's probably true. Also true.
Does she ride horses in the movie?
I think that would be in the movie.
Yeah.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with farting and walking away for the first time.
Wow.
I'm going to go with assless chaps.
Yes!
Whoa, the toe.
Okay.
Toe right. Pass three.
I want to point out that this was a runaway by Greg, and over the course of the next two rounds after that, we all caught up. So this is much
Tom
more competitive.
Tom only caught up because of one reason. Because
I'm the card czar?
Because you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Okay, we got to go.
Hang on. Right.
Oh, wait a second. Of course, I'm the czar, so...
Boys, this is our last round.
Here, you can throw that up.
Ivan is the card czar.
Pick up that card for me. Oh. I just cut it.
This is all we're going to do, and we'll wrap this up.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank and would like your advice.
Ooh. Who's Abby?
Are you serious? Huh?
Yeah.
It's a columnist.
Okay.
People write her for
okay,
advice.
Okay, so this is what Ivan would think is funny. So let's just do a quick tally. So I've got 3 points. Greg has 4. Ivan has 3.
I'm not going to win because I can't
freaking
get
this. Did I miss one of your points? I only have you down for 2.
This does not.
So, okay.
So either I can tie or Greg wins.
Right.
Dear Abby, what?
I can either force a playoff.
Dear Abby, I'm having trouble with blank and would like your advice.
Okay. What would Ivan think is funny? That's what we have
right.
to ask.
That's right. What would my sick ass sense of humor?
Wow. That's very honest.
Well, let me withdraw my card. I guess. I didn't have anything good.
I don't know if this is going to win, but this is might be my favorite card in my hand.
Okay.
I didn't have anything
I think
good.
Before we wrap up, we might should read some of the better cards we have in our hand that we haven't used.
Well, yeah. I'm going to use my superhero one.
Oh, okay. That's right. We are going to do that.
Okay.
Here we go. The very last one of the...
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with a snapping turtle biting the tip of your penis. I would like your advice.
Wow.
Abby's going to have a lot of follow-up.
But Abby doesn't have a penis.
Well, I think it's
talking about the person that wrote in.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear her give advice about that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one. Okay.
That would be a tough one to answer.
Yeah. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with being a dick to children. Your advice.
I think Ivan actually wrote that in one himself.
Right.
That one's not bad.
Yeah. No, that's not too bad.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with a tiny horse and would like your advice.
Tiny horse.
That's out. Okay. Being a dick to children. Is that yours?
All right. Tom gets the last point.
That wrapped up my victory, folks. High five. High five.
That's a high
That's
five.
That's a high five.
Okay, so look at that. Pretty damn close. 3-3-3-4.
The rest of us made rallies in the last two rounds, but our victor for Cards Against Humanity.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is our national treasure. Great.
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Now, what about the hero?
I couldn't have done it without all of you.
Yeah, read your superhero.
Read your
superhero. And I want to thank everyone in this room for allowing me to be your champion for the next year. I want to put a big old thing on my wall in the office.
A big old thing.
So, yeah, I never ended up using these cards because they didn't really make sense. But I got these two together after I picked up. After, you know how we had to pick two for my superheroes? And this is my superhero. Now, it's probably not that great, but I thought it was kind of funny because... So, if you read them in this order, Tom?
Okay.
So, what was the question?
Introducing superhero duo team Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body and his sidekick Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole.
That's great. Those would have been clear winners.
I would have picked those.
Clear winners.
What kind of crimes would they be able to fight successfully?
Just the shitty body and the delicious asshole.
Fighting crimes like concealing a boner. Anybody else have any funny cards in their hand that they didn't get to play?
I
almost played concealing a boner for that last one.
Yeah.
But I figured you'd know how to do that so you wouldn't have to write in.
I like that one. Good job,
right,
Tom.
Well, let me say a few things to wrap this up. Yes. First of all, Tom, a sincere farewell.
Yes. Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Tom.
We love you.
I wish I would have won.
I've known Tom for a lot of years. We've really had a great time working together. I'm going to miss you when you leave. I think this is a really fun way to send you off. But best of luck to you. We hope you have a super bright future. We're really sad that you're leaving the show. But we hope everything works out.
Thank you. But I'll be back in 2 years for our fourth anniversary game.
Will you be back here? How do you know you'll be back here, Tom?
Well, it's not that far, right? Just drive.
You can just drive in. Also, we want to thank Kelsey Jane, a very supportive listener who gave us this idea.
Thanks
for giving us a wonderful idea on how we can celebrate our second anniversary of the show. I think this was more than worthy. I think everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it really was.
You guys enjoy it?
Yeah, that was fun. It was wonderful. Thank you.
All right. For our national treasure, Greg, our millennial Tom, our resident septuagenarian, who's always working blue, which we appreciate.
Yes, he always does.
I'm your host. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Adios.
See you next time. See you next time, folks. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You can listen to Gravity Beard on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or anywhere else you consume podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at TheGravityBeard. Email us at contactthebeard@gmail.com or interact with us and other indie pods in the Underdog Podcast community on Facebook. We definitely want to hear from you. If you got at least a dollar's worth of entertainment from today's episode, please consider supporting us via Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/gravitybeard for more details. Gravity Beard is a proud member of the Podfix Network. Go to podfixnetwork.com to see a complete list of network shows. Our theme song is Sophomore Makeout by Silent Partner. You can find them on the YouTube audio library. All the other music credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, this is Gravity Beard. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
This is the Gravity Beard Crab Pass.
Oh, wow. Well, Tom's back to hear the ending credits of the closing song. You like this song, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I can't hear it in my head right now, but I generally do.
Yeah?
That's not playing along very well.
Sorry.
Tom doesn't understand radio theater.
You can cut that out. I love this song. It's fantastic.
You do?
Yeah. I know all the words.
Oh, all of them. You want to start singing?
Bye, Greg. Tom. Bye, Chris. Love you, pal.
Tom, why are you leaving us?
Because he got accepted into a prestigious MBA program?
No, I'm talking about right now.
Oh, right this very second?
Yeah. I like dick fingers.
I know you do.
1, 2, 3, Migas! Sorry, Tom.
I hope none of you accomplish any of your goals.
Yes! I am awesome!
All right.
Yeah, cool. That's a high five, folks.
Introducing superhero duo team Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body
and his sidekick, Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Did you think this is a good idea, a good way of celebrating our second anniversary?
Yes, thank you, Kelsey Jane, the girl with two first names. We appreciate that.
Why are you whispering now?
I don't know. I don't want to offend her.
Why would it be offensive to say her name on the show?
I don't like to yell her name.
Well, no one's asking you to yell it. That would be weird behavior.
She might think I was mad at her.
She doesn't even know you.
She might. She might.
She might know you?
She might. I don't know that I don't know her.
I don't think you know her.
I might.
You're not even on Facebook.
Hey, she might have a bedroom in the front of her house, too.
Okay. That's a great way to end the show.
Bye.